we're back. This is Who's Talking, and we've got Sean Singletary, former UVA guard, super deluxe, never met a shot he didn't like. I always thought Sean was kind of a warrior, the way he battled with that bad hip and everything. And
yeah, he got banged around during his career a little bit. And I wouldn't call Sean pass first, but he was also he did a good job of looking for his teammates.
Well, he had to, because I think JR was going to throw a brick at him if he didn't get the ball.
I'd be the first to admit I was pass only when desperate.
That's when you were trapped in the corner in a double team. Sean, we know that you're running some camps these days. I thought you might like to tell our audience a little bit about what you're doing.
Oh, this past weekend we had a basketball clinic, Sean Singletary Basketball. We run clinics in Charlottesville and throughout Central Virginia. I just enjoy teaching kids the game. I have two daughters of my own, and I love working with kids. And it's a very fundamental, foundation-based schooling and teaching. Fundamentals are lost within the game that we see today. It comes from NBA, college, Little League, AAU, all that. You know, fundamentals are sorely lacking, and I just want to teach kids the right way to play the game.
Sean, I know one of the camps coming up is here in Richmond. Tell us about that, and I guess SeanSingletary.com, fairly easy website to go to if anybody wants information, right?
Yeah, that's tentative. We think about February 14th during Valentine's Day, but nothing set in stone yet. But, yeah, SeanSingletary.com, you can get all the answers from there, and also on Twitter, at Sean Singletary, where I'll be keeping all my fans and everyone posted on what I'm doing next.
Long term, are you thinking maybe coaching? Is that your career path, or do you still don't know?
I'm not sure. I love working with kids. I like to teach kids the game. If an opportunity comes up where I'm able to come in and coach at a higher level, I would take it, and I will embrace that opportunity. But as of now, I'm happy just enjoying my little family here in Charlottesville. I haven't been back in a long time for duration. So it's just, I'm happy to be back in Charlottesville. Everyone has, it's been a real warm welcome, coming back. And I just love it here. So,
Sean, do you stay in touch with like Sammy Zaglinski and J.R. Reynolds and folks like that?
I have a pretty good relationship with almost everyone who has played at UVA, going dating back to, Brian Stitt, Curtis Staples, Alexander, all my teammates, Travis Watson, Elvin Brown, everyone, Barry Park Hill. I talked to all UVA alum about basketball, about how we're doing, and just about life,
Let me give you a heads up. Don't believe Park Hill when he tells you how good he was.
Yeah, he was really good. I mean,
no, I'm just kidding. Obviously,
it's a
player.
It's an honor to being able to spark up a friendship, with him. And like I said, UVA is a close knit network. We're all around America, and it's just kudos to people in the past of UVA basketball who have built a strong foundation for us to be successful today in 2015.
Well, I think, the one thing Tony Bennett has done, he's made those of us part of the Virginia basketball family, it's a proud family these days. Coach Bennett and the current group of Hoos has really, not that we weren't on the map before, but we're certainly there now.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. And like I said, the people from the past have, built a stage, and Tony Bennett has definitely took the torch and, taking us out to the stratosphere, man. He's doing a great job. He has a ton of high character kids, very coachable, awesome coaching, awesome, well decorated coaching staff, and like I said, Mike Curtis is one of the best in the business. I'm just sitting back enjoying the ride as well. I know you guys are as well. So
yeah, we all are. Just speak real briefly. Looking at the schedule ahead, Duke, Carolina, Louisville, in an 8-day period, Saturday to Saturday. As a player, that's a challenge, but you really get pumped up to play that kind of competition, don't you?
Well, we got Duke and Louisville at home, correct?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a comfort. Road game would be tough, but, when you're playing really well, when you have a game like Miami where you almost lose and there are a lot of lessons to be learned, you can go back and watch that film and you actually, you know, you get the feel of a loss inside, but you don't get that loss on the record. So you learn lessons from that. And then when Virginia Tech, you come back from Virginia Tech and, you know, you fight back, and that could have been a loss there, but you don't get an L, but there's a lot of lessons learned there. So going into Duke, I think we have a lot of momentum. There's a lot of meaning behind history in that game. I think we can get that one, and hopefully we can continue to get the next couple of games. But like Tony says, man, one game at a time. Don't want to look too forward in the future. You want to take it one step at a time. But definitely these guys are ready for the challenge.
Well, you're right. You've just described the best losses, games that you win. games you almost lost.
I like that attitude. Well, Sean, we're going to head to the bottom of the hour break. We want to thank you for joining us again on Who's Talking, and maybe we can bring you back before the end of the season when things get really hot, okay?
Oh, yeah. They, I don't know, but they're pretty hot now. If they get hotter than this, shoot, I don't know what to say about that, but I would love to be back on the show.
Listen, you have a great night, and thanks for joining us tonight. All right, we're going to go to break. At the other side of the break, we're going to have Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting analyst, and we're going to talk about 21 recruits that right now are verbal commitments, but National Signing Day is right around the corner. Stay with us.